Imagine being told that your children have high levels of manganese, an industrial metal, in their bodies, and it'll impact their health and lives forever. That's what some parents in East Liverpool, Ohio, heard. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently signed a settlement to reduce manganese pollution from the Pittsburgh-based S.H. Bell Company. Their industrial facility sits along the Ohio River on the Pennsylvania-Ohio border. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports that while some people who live near the plant are satisfied with the deal, others are still concerned about the impact on children's health.
The consent decree, negotiated between the U.S. EPA and S.H. Bell, spells out requirements for air monitoring and reduction of manganese blowing from the company's 92-acre facility. Spanning both East Liverpool, Ohio, and Ohioville, Pennsylvania, it processes and transports metals. In a complaint against S.H. Bell, the federal government says emissions of ambient manganese from the plant present, quote, an imminent and substantial endangerment to public health under the Clean Air Act. And according to Amanda Kiger, you can see the rusty brown coating from it on nearby houses.
It's like a gritty, powdery substance.
Kiger is an environmental activist in East Liverpool. She has four grandchildren living there and says the problem is worst on the low-income residential streets that lead up to the plant.
So kids are going out, there's manganese dust on their bikes, on their slides. So they're out there playing, and you know kids, they're sweating, they wipe their face, put their hands in their mouth, you know, all the things that kids do.
A study by the University of Cincinnati, published in the journal Neurotoxicology, looked at more than 100 children in East Liverpool. It found an association between higher levels of manganese in their hair with lower IQ scores.
It's just horrifying.
S.H. Bell disputes the findings, and the study did not identify the company, as there are multiple sources of manganese in the area. Amid the used furniture and trinket shops in downtown East Liverpool, Diana Cable works at a new lunch place. She hasn't heard about the impact of manganese on the IQ of local kids.
We can't be harming our children and families.
But Cable says S.H. Bell and a controversial hazardous waste incinerator near downtown are both important in this community, and she trusts them.
Yes, these companies have been here for many years, and they've provided work for people in the area, you know, as with, like, the coal mines.
She knows many coal miners have gotten sick from their work, but this region has lost many coal jobs as well as its ceramics industry. Sitting at the counter, salesman Chris McNichol says East Liverpool needs to hold on to the industries that remain.
The area itself, you know, over its history has always sacrificed the environment to some degree for good industrial jobs, you know, dating back to the pottery and the steel days.
This region voted for President Trump. An analysis by the New York Times finds that environmental enforcement actions against polluters has dropped under his administration. Between spoonfuls of soup, McNichol says he agrees with Trump's anti-regulation stance.
You know, I'm not against a clean environment, but I think there's a trade-off of, you know, how clean do you go if it costs you, you know, high-paying jobs.
But some people here want more accountability. Late last year, the East Liverpool City Council sent a letter to the EPA demanding action against that hazardous waste incinerator owned by Heritage Thermal Services. Under Obama, the EPA filed a notice of violation against it for repeatedly releasing pollutants into the air. But EPA says there's been no resolution to that notice. Meanwhile, activist Amanda Kiger sees the region's future not in the jobs provided by these companies, but in protecting the health and intellectual capacity of the people who live here.
They're being poisoned with things that literally harm their decision-making processes and their ability to learn. That's also going to be shown in what the economic viability of that community looks like.
Still, Kiger calls the EPA's consent decree against S.H. Bell a good first step. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.